I can hear it. I know what things sound like.
Glorious?
I'm perfectly on pitch per usual.
Would you say your pitch? Too. Perfect? Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And we're back.
Hello, hello, hello.
We back.
Forever.
We are.
Forever. I am still Rachel King.
I am still Tara.
And I think that I am still Maxie. Last time I checked.
Wow.
As they say. Don't even know what that means.
Good times.
Mental health check. Maxie, how are you feeling?
Oh, two.
Oh,
two
no.
Two out of ten.
Wow. That is crushing. That is very bad.
So we're recording on a Sunday. Hate to ruin the podcast magic for everybody, depending on when this comes out, but it's not live. I'm so sorry. So I will say that Sundays are not any worse than they were before the quarantine, because Sundays, I truly hate Sundays outside of quarantine, because it's just thinking about all the things that you wanted to do, but you didn't get a chance to. This is, I think, going to be my week of I'm really wishing I was out. Like, I actually haven't had any moment where I wished I could be out of the house. And I think I've reached it. I have reached a time where I'm like, I just know it's going to be a busy week and I would like to sit at my desk and work. And I think the other piece is I would like to sit at my desk at work and then come home and not work. And now it's like, every minute that my computer is here, it's time. I've never been good at drawing a boundary, but it's just because it's going to be a busy week. I'm stressed and sober.
Max is not drinking. Don't worry. Tara and I are taking care of that.
We sure are.
They're going to double up for
me. I am on my second Paloma that I made. And so it's very strong. It's so funny because I feel like as an extrovert, I had the opposite. Like the first couple weeks, I was really going crazy. And now I feel like I've settled into it. And even when people ask me to like my neighbor was like, come, you know, lay out in the yard and it's across the street. And I was like, no, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to leave my house. I just want to stay here and like keep working on my projects and cooking alone forever.
I had a bad moment yesterday that was like, I was in the kitchen and I was just making snacks and it hit me and I was like, this is going to go on for the foreseeable future. Like, how does dating work? How does travel work? Like, what is this? And I just got a little teary. Got a good sense of
I'm not
of the
sad about
yesterday.
The dating, but because I wasn't doing that anyway. But I am really sad about the trip. It started to settle in that I couldn't book a trip if I wanted to. Like, I don't know when I will see Mexico again. Yeah, you too.
Or us.
Everyone drink. Like, Jess is having a baby in July, and I was going to go before and see, you know, spend some time with her, like, sitting on the couch and watching stuff while she was a beached whale, and that's not happening. I was also going to see the actual baby after, and that's, I mean, just who knows, you know?
Sure. Yeah, like, my friend is going through a breakup, my friend Mac in Boston, and we had talked about getting together at some point, and now it's like, I don't know, I need to see her or you guys or any, like, the travel is just all that normal routine life stuff. Like, how do I have human interaction in the near future?
Yeah, and, having something to look forward to, I think, is the biggest thing. That, like, not – because I usually – and I think everyone is like this – that you at least, like, whether it's a big trip or a concert or something, you're, like, planning ahead and having something to really
look forward
to.
And usually I have a couple. Usually I have, like – a people-driven trip where it's like, I'm coming to see you guys, I'm going to see the family, or I'm going to see Becca, and like a fun like trip where I'm going to see some place I've never been before, or like one of my favorite, you know, spots. And now I have none of those.
That gets me through, is having, you know, a trip on the horizon or something to look forward to, and now it's like, oh fuck, there's nothing.
Yeah. Do you guys want to give a number? What are your numbers?
I'm probably like a 5. I mean, yesterday I was pretty sad, but today I'm like, I'm not miserable. I'm not great. I'm just existing.
I feel like I'm a 5 and a half or a 6, because I still, like, yesterday was a very good day. where I went and took a sort of responsible walk with a friend in Echo Park that I hadn't seen in a while.
Nice.
And so that was nice. It was nice to like get to a different neighborhood. Butters got some exercise. He's still mad at me about it. And
of course,
it was just good to see a person that I love, even if we were far away.
Yeah, that's cool.
Should we get into it? What's helping us escape?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Tara, what is your escape list this week?
Okay, so when this all started, I was very bored. And I signed up for a bunch of newsletters. And I got very into like daily email newsletters. And now it's like part of my new day routine. It's like I catch up on my work emails and I look at all my newsletters. And like there's a whole bunch of different ones. So like the Skim is great for your like base level, big picture news stuff. The Morning Brew is great for like business news. And then there's Big Spaceship Internet Brunch.
Oh, yeah.
Which comes out at like 11. It's fun.
That's a great name.
It's so fun. So it comes out like, you know, brunch time every day. And it tells you the holidays and events. So like Friday was National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Never would have known that otherwise. So it was just like a nice little snippets. It's like YouTube, Twitter, TikTok things. It's probably more Gen Z based, but it's an enjoyable look at what hilarious things are happening on the internet. And I appreciate being in the know. I like to be hip and cool.
I feel like I'm a Gen Z fan.
If I don't TikTok, know.
Really, if TikTok is any indication, maybe that's just the cream of the crop.
They walk too close to me.
They do. They're bad at that. They are bad at that.
I don't think that's just Gen Z,
that's
though.
True.
I think the boomers are really bad at spatial awareness, too.
Yeah.
I think we're getting blamed for it as millennials.
The boomers are bad about
it,
too.
They're all wearing masks. The boomers are wearing masks.
They are because their children have yelled at them. Now they are. Yeah.
Plus, they can all sew.
But millennials and Gen X, yeah, they can also. I mean, I can too. I don't know why I'm laughing. But like millennials and Gen Xers are the only ones that I feel like walking around, I feel confident. And then it always that like they move around me the right way. They're wearing a mask. They, you know. If you're between the ages of 28 and 45, I'm not worried. If you're outside of that,
oh, yeah.
I am concerned about interacting.
I would like to revise that to be millennial and Gen Xer women.
Yeah. Oh, fair. That's fair.
Man, sorry, you have terrible spatial awareness of where your body is and where your limbs are.
Okay, Rachel, what's yours?
So I, a few months ago, was staying with friend of the pod, Becca Freeman.
Yes.
And we were trying to find a rom-com that we wanted to watch. We're going through and she's like, oh, I haven't seen The American President in forever. And I'm like, what's that?
Amazing.
This is a few months ago.
Oh,
and I consider myself well-versed in rom-coms, especially 80s and early 90s rom-coms. And I had never seen it. And she's like, are you insane? Like, it's so good. Da-da-da. Martin Sheen. And this is what the whole West Wing is based on, which I also hadn't seen. And so we watched it. And it was one of the best, like, pure rom-coms I've ever seen. It's so...
Is this from the 90s?
I would say like 89 to 92, it felt like.
Is it Michael Douglas and Annette Bening?
Yes.
I'm going to guess 94.
I think 95. I think I saw... Ooh. I remember this. This feels familiar. I might have even seen this one, you guys.
It's so...
Oh, it's good.
It's so good. So I've been soliciting from Instagram and from friends, like, what is the rom-com that you love? It can be old, it could be new, but I do love an 80s, 90s moment that, like, doesn't get, you know, that is, like, sort of under the radar or doesn't get the notice that it deserves. And for me, Chalet Girl is a huge one of those. Last Holiday, which we've discussed.
Yes.
Forget Paris with Billy Crystal and Ellen something. People always think When Harry Met Sally. I love When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
I think Forget Paris is better.
I have not seen it.
I'm just going to say it. It's funnier. It's a little dark, but it has that same, like, quick wit. Like, that same Billy Crystal flavor. And the actress, sorry, is so much better than Meg Ryan because she's, like, smart and cool and not, you know, it's not Meg Ryan's fault.
I am very partial to, like, the Drew Barrymore rom-coms, especially, like, the early stuff, like Home Fries. I loved that
movie. I haven't seen Home Fries.
It's so weird. She's like pregnant and there's like helicopters and it's a whole weird, it's very, it's got the Wilson brothers, Luke and Owen Wilson in it.
Great. Great.
Andrew Barrymore in it. And it's so weird. And
this is what I'm talking about. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
These are the recommendations that I'm looking for.
Well, there you go.
And so I have been working on a list of those and that's all I'm going to do. Should I just read off some of the recommendations I've gotten?
Okay. Yes.
A Lot Like Love, Amanda Peet and Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that one, I think.
The Way We Were with Robert Redford in his prime, which I don't think I've seen. Four Weddings and a Funeral. It's Complicated.
Have you not seen It's Complicated?
I have, but not in a long time.
Oh, okay.
Music and Lyrics.
Up
in the Air, Buying the Cow, Chaos Theory, Keeping the Faith, which I also haven't seen.
Oh, yeah. Who's that? That sounds so familiar.
I don't even remember, but I've heard of it. I just haven't seen it. Stardust?
Oh. Yes? Is that the one where it's like a fairy tale?
I don't know. I'm going to try. Heart and Souls? Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you tracking them anywhere? Because I recently started using Letterboxd to track my movies. So I have always wanted, you know, I love like an organizational list tool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's apparently a tool called Letterboxd where you put, it's like you can put your ratings there for your personal movies. But also it just like has all the movies where you can like mark, like Goodreads, but for movies.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And it's super helpful because when I see a trailer for something, I'm always like, oh, I really want to watch that. And then it doesn't come out for 6 months or whatever, and I don't think about it.
Right, and you forget about it.
Yes, and I would love to just have, like, a list in one place where it can be, like, these are the movies I want to watch at some point. That way, when it's, like, a Saturday night and you need to put something on, you don't have to, like...
Yeah. So I just keep a running list of them, like, in my Notes app. I use my Notes app a lot, and I have one that's, like, movies and shows to watch. But I also use TV Time to track... shows that I have watched because you mark off each episode. So for me, I will constantly forget about shows that I was watching and it like lets me know when a season comes back. And I will also forget, like, how bad is it when you're like, oh God, I want to pick up, you know, Homeland again, but I forgot where I stopped watching in season two.
Right.
So this way I know. And they've started doing movies. So I could just track movies in there.
I use Sidereel for TV. It's like it's the same thing, but it does, it does want to watch the same way. So you can, then it's like in your queue and it tells you when new episodes are coming out or when like stuff got renewed.
Yeah. So for TV Time, if I just mark the first episode as watched, then I'm quote unquote following it and it's in my queue. So I do that to kind of like trick it.
You guys are much more organized TV watchers than I am.
Well, we watch way more TV than you do.
Yeah, I know.
For that's far.
Maxie, what is your escape list? Did you remember it?
I have. It popped into my head. And actually, when Tara was talking, I was very worried she was going to say it.
Oh, no.
So that's what I get. So it's all along the same vein as a newsletter, except it's a newsletter that we're all writing.
Yes.
And I would encourage you all to participate as well. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with the concept of a money diary, but in a traditional sense, the money diary, and I'm sorry, I can't remember which online site usually has them, like was the originator of the money diary.
Refinery 29. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So basically, they will interview either a single person, couple, family, whatever, and they will go through, I think that it's a week in their life, and they're required to write down every single dollar they spend, like including their rent, student loans, anything. And I love them because I just find it totally fascinating, like what people spend and like how people budget. I just think it's fun. So probably about a year ago, there was a money diary that came out about a couple that was like extremely, extremely in debt. And they were playing some crazy financial games. Like they had taken out 401k loans. They had taken out loans from their parents. Like they really wanted to get divorced, but they couldn't get divorced because they were so financially underwater. And that weird article made me want to do my own money diary. So I started emailing my friends with Maxi Maggio's money diary. It was just like a thread. Well, when the coronavirus kept us all inside, the spending has not been in a healthy place, really. So, but it is pretty funny because the things that I'm buying are not normal life things. They're like, in, you know, normal Money Diary is fun enough when it's like, oh, I went to dinner in this place. And, you know, I booked a trip. But these Money Diaries are like, I bought 24 dish sponges because they only sold them in that quantity. This is a real life thing. I bought 27 pounds of flour. I bought 24 filet mignon from Omaha Steak. Like, I am stress shopping in a way that is not healthy, but if I'm gonna do it, I might as well let my friends benefit from my terrible stress shopping. So I have been emailing out a little newsletter to some friends, and then in turn, they will reply all with their money diaries, and it's fascinating to see what everybody else is spending, but also, like, one person in a thread will buy something and immediately six or seven of the other people I feel like have now either bought the same book or the same blanket or everything.
I'm wearing the Truco bra right now.
I'm gonna buy one. It is an influencer thread for sure.
Yes, for sure. Books, blankets, like everything is on there.
I have a great entry coming up. I've been saving up, and like the last 3 or 4 days have been really crazy in terms of things that arrived that I forgot I bought. like my dough board from Walmart.
Oh my God.
That's just basically a piece of plywood that's like better for working with dough on. And also a $200 dress that just makes me feel like I'm on a beach in Mexico. I know. I'm probably just going to send it back. It's insane. Anyway.
Where did you get this?
I'd never heard of it before.
Is it an Instagram ad?
Yes, of course.
Oh, my God.
Of course it is. Come on. This is where we find things to buy is Instagram.
Of course it is. But it just – the looking at the dress made me feel like I was back in Sayulita. And so I bought it.
Okay.
And I'm sure I'll return it. I'm sure I will return it.
You won't. You absolutely will not. Are you kidding me?
Why not?
I can see it in your eyes. It's – you own that dress now.
I do love it. I love it. It was 25% off, to be fair.
Yeah. So the other fun thing to know about the money diary is I sent it to a bunch of people and I purposely did not include Tara because I was too scared of her judgment, because my first one was a day that I spent $646. So I didn't want her to see the damage I had done. And then she got very offended. So she has now been added.
I was very hurt. I was hurt. I wept for days.
We fixed it.
I am happy to be.
It is fun.
And
it is fun.
It's a wide range too. Like, all of our spending habits are very different. Right. It seems like on the group. So it's interesting to see, like, oh, cool, you bought toothpaste. Maxi bought AstroTurf.
Although, like, I think my favorite purchase so far was Becca's, her one half of the licensing of the Boys to Men All My Love to You song.
Yes. How all that works.
I think my favorite purchase that's happened in there is the air fryer, because Becca bought it, and then I bought it, and then you bought it.
Mine got here today.
I'm not going to do it.
You don't need it.
No, you don't need it. I don't think that's for your lifestyle.
Maxie hasn't even opened hers.
Rude.
You haven't?
No, I haven't. But I have so many things I've had to open. I replanted like 12 succulents
you
today.
Did you God, did a good seriously. Job planting this morning. Yeah,
you did a lot of work. We're really proud of you.
It's very difficult. I'm covered in dirt. It's fine. Let's just all pray for the succulents. I had to throw out 4 or 5 plants that I killed. There's probably 2 or 3 months where I didn't water them at all, so that'll do it, buddy. That'll but I found two palms that are cat safe. I have all the succulents and the cacti are fine. Like, I looked them all up. I can't believe I killed succulents. Like, that is a difficult thing to do.
No, I actually can't believe that you killed them by not watering them, because usually I kill them all the time, but it's the opposite. I overwater them because you're supposed to give them a fucking mist once a month. And if you do it twice, they're like, oh no, and they die.
Fuck that.
On that note,
should we end? Should we close it out?
We are at Escapeless Pod on Instagram and Twitter, and escapelesspod@gmail.com. That's where you can send your voice memos. I'm at Rachel G. King on all of the things. Tara, where are you?
I'm at Tara Goes on the Instagrams. Maxi?
Maximaggio on Instagram. Facebook.
No, don't talk to me on Facebook. I'm not interested.
Tumblr.
Weeble. Remember Tumblr?
I had a great Tumblr because it was just an outlet for like reposting stuff that I liked, and that's it was nice to track. It was called Now I'm Gonna Howl. Oh, maybe I'll put my money diary on a Tumblr. That'll be my new project instead of emailing it out.
On that note, bye.
Bye.
Oh, God, Rachel.
Pop my cat eyes in.
Meow.